Number 12 is learning to continue to inform the people that have been partnering with you. You know what? If God is doing great things in your work, they need to hear about it because they gave in partnership with you. They're not really a donor. They're a partner. They're a financial investor in your work, and they're partnering with you. They're standing with you. So it's absolutely vital for you to look for ways in a newsletter or an email or an e-newsletter or sending pictures or doing something or visiting them when you're in town or whatever it is you do, you have to communicate back to people, you know what, you've been helping this work and here's what's happening. Here's how God's moving. Here's the lives that are being touched. Here are the projects that are being accomplished. Here's the things that are taking place in the work. And when you do that, the excitement continues and people, you know, they gave once and they're going to give a second time or a third time or they're going to give regularly or they're going to increase their gift. I heard it once said that the gift you just received from somebody will not be the last and not be the largest depending how you treat them. If you don't keep them informed, it may well be the last and it will certainly not be any larger. But if you keep people informed, likely more gifts will come in the future. And it's very possible, probably even very probable, that those gifts will increase in size, increase in magnitude. But it's dependent upon you as a leader to make sure that you're communicating thanks and you're communicating the ministry and you're communicating what is happening. And that responsibility is on you and on those that you're working with to make sure you're getting out those reports, getting out that information, letting others know about what God is doing in partnership with them and with you to accomplish the ministry and to touch the lives. So informing people is very, very vital.